Thank you very much. I will be very brief. I already said a goodbye last year. I'm feeling that I am overstepping my stay already for some time. I've had very fantastic goodbyes, I should say, in different parts of the world, and this is really getting embarrassing. But I, you know that I came from the consumer protection field. I worked with several of you for almost 7 years when I was Director General of Portugal. It was an immense pleasure to come here to implement the formal mandate on consumer protection, but this could never have been fully successful as I believe it was, and had reached such a dimension if it had not been for your intense, enthusiasm, commitment, engagement, knowledge. I think we were extremely privileged from the Secretariat point of view to be able to always count on the expertise, on the availability, on the collaboration of developing and developed countries. I have to say that, and Cynthia knows this, because I'm from Portugal, all Latin American countries are extremely close to my heart. And I am very grateful to the FIAG members for their leadership, for their continuous contributions already to the revision, the latest revision of the UN guidelines for consumer protection that led to the establishment of this IGE. And if the proposal for this declaration, I think, really confirms how experienced, but also how you share an example of collaboration, despite the region being also heterogeneous, having large and small countries with different levels of experience. And I think it is very important to have these good examples, especially in the world that we are living today. So I can only wish that this IGE will become increasingly relevant, that really contributes to make the lives of consumers across the world better, that will still seek to improve consumer protection across the world, and I am sure I will come across some, if not many of you. Thank you very much for your collaboration. It has been a privilege. Thank you.